Today I have with me Dr. Mari Hay. Would you please be able to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello, Ariel, and thank you for interviewing me today. My name is Mari Hay, and I am a retired specialist consultant pediatrician living here in Prince George since 1990.
Would you be able to tell us about the history of your career in Prince George and some general health concerns that you have for those living there currently?
Of course, yes. Good questions. When I came in 1990, I was headhunted to be a consultant pediatrician here in Prince George. And in addition to working at the hospital, I was also a medical director at the Child Development Center from 1990 until when I retired. And I also established with other community agencies the SCAN Clinic, Suspected Child Abuse and Neglect Clinic, in 1993. And I worked there until, I worked there for about 15 years. And then I moved more into the assessment of neurodevelopmental issues in children, like prenatal alcohol exposed children, and children with complex conditions, children and youth, which would be just general complex issues. And then UBC in 2004 asked if I would spearhead the setting up of the new pediatric program of the brand new medical school at UNBC as their clinical assistant professor in medicine, pediatrics. And so that's in Prince George. And nationally, I have been on the executive of the pediatric environmental health section of the Canadian Pediatric Society. And I was on the executive for 6 years, 2 years of which were as president. So moving on to general health concerns for people living here in Prince George. Well, obviously, microplastics in the water, air, and land are very important. But I think at the top of the list would be three things. Respiratory illnesses, like chronic lung disease, asthma, recurrent sinus and middle ear infections, the very high levels of cancer that we have in Prince George, and the high levels of cardiovascular disease that we have, not just cardiovascular disease, but also cerebrovascular disease that we have, leading to heart attacks, angina, strokes, etc. So these are the kind of main issues, that cause premature death and morbidity in the people of Prince George. And of course, the polluted airshed with fine particulate matter leads to toxic stress when it's breathed in, and this aggravates the heart problems, the cerebrovascular problems, respiratory illnesses, and the cancer level. Yeah, so that's kind of summarizing it.
Mm-hmm. What would you say that your primary health concerns with the West Coast Olefins proposed plant are?
Oh, very good question. There would be a massive increase in fine particulates and petroleum byproducts from the exhaust of motorized vehicles during the construction phase. Now, I understand that West Coast Olefins said that there would be 3,000 to 5,000 workers to construct this massive, massive petrochemical plant proposed for the Bole area in the BCR area of Prince George. Just imagine 3,000 to 5,000 workers coming to work in their cars and trucks, and all the dust that they're going to be kicking up, and all the exhaust fumes. And also imagine the truck transport, which will increase to bring in the overwhelming amount of construction materials. So, you know, people in Prince George don't realize how big a plant this is going to be, that there are actually 7 individual plants in total, and they have 9 stacks, the tallest of which is going to be 210 feet tall, which will spew out stuff over lower college heights and the rest of the Bole area. And one of those stacks is going to be burning 24/7, 365 days a year. Now, you have to think also in terms of the increased traffic accidents and the many social issues that will come with having 3,000 to 5,000 predominantly male workers in town. So you're going to be looking at huge increase in drug and alcohol issues, physical assaults, DUIs, sexually transmitted diseases, and particularly violence towards women. And then once it is built, we are going to have pollution similar to Novo Chemicals at Red Deer in Alberta. You know, West Coast Olefin pointed us to Red Deer as an example of what they were going to build. And so what we did was that we went and looked at the Canadian emissions inventory for Novo Chemicals Red Deer. And you would just fall off your seat if you knew how much was going to be put out into the air by this petrochemical plant. Now, Novo Chemicals in Red Deer is actually 15 kilometers outside of the city boundaries. And the prevailing winds blow the pollution away from Red Deer, not over it for the most part. But even despite that, Red Deer doesn't have the best air quality. So, you know, the things that we're looking at are emissions of benzene, 3.5 tons annually, and 1-3-butadiene, almost 3 tons annually. Now, both of these are very definitely cancer-producing. We're going to have carbon monoxide, 277 tons, ethylene, 166 tons, nitrous oxide, 2,500 tons, and fine particulates, 63 tons per year, of which 50 tons are going to be the worst, the 2.5s and smaller. And then, just the icing on the cake, being sarcastic, volatile organic compounds, which are carcinogenic, 369 tons annually. And this will be going into our airshed, courtesy of this petrochemical plastics plant. You know, it's just a toxic soup. You know, anybody who has driven the road from Edmonton to Calgary, going through the south end of Edmonton, you will pass this massive complex of refineries on the right going towards Calgary. And the smell passing those that area is unbelievable. And that's going to be in our Bole area, that horrible smell. We already have a bad smell from the pulp mill, but to have another on top of that is just unacceptable. And, you know, It's not on in this day and age to sacrifice the health of the 80,000 citizens in Prince George for the sake of this plant being built in basically the downtown in the bowl area. It's just madness.
Mm-hmm. And so all these things considered, outside of looking at the plant for a moment, what do you think it would take for Prince George to become a safe and healthy place for people to live again currently?
Three things. First off, clean air, water, and land. And we need sustainable development with local, good-paying jobs in the clean, renewable energy sectors. Wind, solar, and geothermal. And also to make Prince George healthy, thinking globally, but it has its effects on us locally, is addressing the climate crisis, ending the pandemic, addressing the economic recession that we're going through, and strengthening and improving democracies, preventing the rape of the environment, which is often caused by autocracies, of which we've seen a rise in the world. Now, nationally, I would recommend that we stop the subsidies to oil, gas, and plastics, because we are paying out billions of our tax dollars on that sector. Let's transfer it to the renewable sector. And the other thing that's important is a minimal wage of $15 an hour, free third level education for anybody with the ability to accomplish the studies required. And the other thing is a national strategy to prevent prenatal exposures, yes, to drugs and alcohol, but also to neurotoxins in the environment, like lead, mercury, phthalates, cadmium, etc. There's a brilliant movie on YouTube. It's only 7 minutes long. It's called Little Things Matter by Dr. Bruce Lamphere of Simon Fraser University, which takes six of those neurotoxins and shows that 80 to 100% of children in North America and Canada have those in their bodies. And these cause neurodevelopmental problems, as do drugs and alcohol, of course, as well. And the neurodevelopmental problems are an increase in learning problems, an increase in autism, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, etc. So I think these things would help us move towards a healthier future.
Mm-hmm. And so, do you think that Prince George would still have the potential to become effectively safe and healthy if West Coast Olefins gets approved?
No. Absolutely not. If West Coast Olefin is approved, Prince George will become a sacrifice zone like Sarnia in Ontario, which had a complete influx of petrochemical industries. After the first got their foot in the door, a whole pile more followed. And Sarnia is now got a name called Cancer Alley. Mm-hmm. And the same happened on the Louisiana Gulf Coast. And that is also a Cancer Alley. So for me, the building of this massive petrochemical plastics plant in the bowl area of Prince George is a death knell for our city, for a clean environment, and we will have polluted air, water, and land from the fugitive plastic pellets and plastic dust, which gets blown all over the place, up to 35 kilometers around a similar plant in Sweden. And we could kiss goodbye to our salmon and sturgeon in the Fraser River, So, you know, I don't think that this would be retrievable. And people will certainly not want to live here in the long term. You know, UNBC is, you know, advertised as the green university. Well, anybody looking at Prince George and seeing a massive petrochemical plant down in its center, in its heart, is going to realize that, this isn't going to work at all. Yeah. We've got to move away from oil, gas, and plastics. We have to move into clean, renewable sources of energy.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any further comments on the situation?
Yes. I think that plastics are a part of the carbon cycle and are therefore very much a part of the climate crisis, and we have to address this huge issue. There's an amazing movie called Story of Plastics, and it's from all over the world. And you know, people don't realize that by 2050, there's going to be more plastic in the ocean than there are fish. We cannot. We have one Earth. This is planet Earth. This is where we can't fly off to Mars or somewhere else to ruin another planet. What we have to do is we have to protect our environment here and now. If we want to provide a future for our children and our grandchildren, which I do.
Thank you very much for doing this interview with us today.
Well, thank you for taking the interest in this very, very important subject.